Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for a daily editorial. Jimmy and I are going to talk about a number of things today. We're going to initially talk about the medical system in the United States. Let's talk about Anthony Fauci's report card in terms of how he has dealt with COVID. We have the highest rate of death of any country in the world. The United States has, as of September 30th, 2021, 2,107 deaths per 1 million people. The next closest country, which has about 100,000 less deaths per 1 million, would be Sweden, followed by Iran. Yeah, Fauci's doing a really great job, to say the least. You know, I have read a book called The Real Anthony Fauci, and I want you guys to consider purchasing it. Written by a gentleman by the name of Kennedy, Robert L. Kennedy, Bobby's son. He had a 40-year career as an environmental and public health advocate. Very, very liberal individual, and that, he said, gave him a unique understanding of the corrupting mechanisms of regulatory capture. In other words, the only people making anything even moderately successful out of the COVID situation happened to be the pharmaceutical companies. Having said that, let me just bring out two facts, and I'm going to bring Jim in, and he's got the mic. We have had, since 2020, a decrease of life expectancy in the United States by almost 2 years, 1.9 to be specific. What have the lockdowns accomplished? They have accomplished 300 million worldwide in dire poverty, tremendous food insecurity, and certainly as a result of all of that starvation. What have they done to Al Corlin? Al Corlin goes down to his local Rite Aid pharmacy, and roughly half the shelves are empty if I want to buy something. Really pretty, pretty sad. Jimmy, the ball's in your court right now.
Yeah, I mean, when you take a look at Anthony Fauci and what he's done and the inconsistencies, you really wonder how he could still be in a job. I'll go back to the original, you know, fear that was expressed and the manipulation through the, Chinese propaganda effort to create fear around the world of the potential impact of this virus. But when information was coming in that there were other therapeutics other than the pharmaceuticals and the pharmaceutical companies' potential financial windfall, you know, things like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and other just vitamin D and zinc treatments, they did not adjust. Anthony Fauci nor Mike Pence, and when he was running the entire task force for the Trump administration, they didn't adjust to try to identify things. It was early on, they didn't know. But what we see now is an active effort by Fauci and the Biden administration to cover up the failures and the mistakes. It's more, the perceptions are more important than the reality, and increasing the fear level is critical to their success in the electoral efforts. And I think that's going to be the downfall of them and the Democratic Party. But at the same time, it's destroying civilization. As you say, you know, people are not able to get items that they want. The fundamentals of our economy are being undermined by the policies that are continuing to be enacted based on non-elected health officials, people that don't have don't respond to the public influences or pressures. And oh, by the way, they're jaded, not only jaded, but heavily influenced and incredibly corrupt and in bed with the pharmaceutical companies that are making a fortune. And that's the reality. And you can't hide it. They're making billions. The CEO of Pfizer within the last 2 weeks said that he should be rewarded for the great things that he's done. So the vaccine doesn't really work and you're going to have to be boosted maybe annually.
Right.
This is a complete fabrication of reality and a complete use of a crisis in order to enrich themselves. And I think it's just disgusting and needs to be stopped.
Well, it is disgusting. We need to keep talking about it. That's the thing. Let me read you, Jimmy, the introduction to Fauci's book by Tony Lyons, who represents Skyhorse Publishing. Quote, complex scientific and moral problems are not resolved through censorship or dissenting opinions, deleting contact from the internet, or defaming scientists and authors who present information challenging to those in power. Censorship leads instead to greater distrust of government institutions and large corporations. There is no ideology or politics in pointing out the obvious scientific errors and public policy errors do occur and can have devastating consequences. They have had devastating consequences. We have talked about that earlier. Probably the most devastating concept to me is the starvation situation because of the lack of food throughout the world. And then the high rate of suicide, the increasing rate of suicide by adults and teenagers around the world because of the lockdowns. We are in a situation where it is so obvious what's going on, so obvious that somebody is running this country who is not looking out for our well-being. You got to do something about it. And the only thing that I can do as a 78-year-old man, the only thing I can do is keep putting out conversations with experts like Jim McKinney. Jimmy, what else do you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, there's some crazy numbers that are coming out now. Denmark, 76% of the non-Omicron COVID infections and 90% of the Omicron infections are people that are fully vaccinated.
Right.
You're seeing in the UK a massive increase of people with COVID, and many of them are vaccinated. You know, by censoring and silencing voices, by not addressing these and having tech companies that are politically in bed with the politicians and the corporate entities continuing to silence these voices, not only are they going to disrupt our entire society and lose trust and faith in it, but eventually someone's, you know, the truth will prevail. And when the truth prevails, there will be ramifications. And in many instances throughout history, when the population has been deceived and pulled into this kind of fear factor and control, the backlash is severe. Go ask the Romanian Ceausescu, or maybe the Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, what happens when people get fed up with control. And I'll tell you, they're pushing the limits, and they're not going to be able to hold people back fairly soon that are so frustrated with the lies and the censorship and the control. And we need some people to step up. We need people to step up and start pushing back on this and stop complying with stupidity.
Jimmy, when you say step up, what exactly does that mean?
That means being bold. You know, when people are telling you, oh, you're going to hurt someone else with the vaccine, wait a second. Will the vaccine stop you from getting the COVID? No. Ask them if the vaccine is, if you can pass it. Will it stop you from passing it? No. So why the heck are you screaming at me, or why are they pushing the vaccines at the federal level with this Biden regime? Why are pushing them if it doesn't stop the virus? It doesn't keep you from getting it. Why are they continuing to push it? Because of financial influences that are pushing them, and people like Anthony Fauci who have personal stake and interest in their own lies, because now they'll look so bad if it doesn't work. And the reality is the Biden administration is beginning to see the light that they have not been able to convince people to get vaccinated. They haven't been successful with this effort. And the facts are coming out in spite of the pushback. And eventually people are just going to, they're going to blow up. So the best thing to do to avoid total catastrophe is just say, no, I'm not going to comply anymore. I'm around, in South Carolina right now. People walk in and out of stores. They don't have masks on. They're not worried about it. They're not asking about your vaccinations. Cases, and they're just consistent with everyone else in the numbers of cases. So let's get back to reality, and people just need to stop complying and stop pushing this these idiotic lies that somehow a vaccine's going to save you. It's not.
Jimmy, I was asking you yesterday a little bit about Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. Where do they stand on the vaccination? I know where DeSantis stands. Where does Haley stand?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. My guess is she probably thinks if you, you know, I'm only speculating on this, but my guess is it's a matter of choice. And that's the way it should be. If you want to take that risk, you want to take the shot, or you feel like you're in a risk category, that's up to you. But you certainly need the information on both sides, both the risks and the impact and the value, to before you make that decision. And that's the problem right now. We are not able to get both sides of the story. You're not able to see the risks. They're covering up the number of negative impacts of the virus. They're covering up the overall cost of this absolute debacle. And they're trying to cover up the fact that they've been less successful with vaccinations.
Right.
Remember, vaccines only came out after the election in November, and we are having worse cases, worse numbers expanding when, you know, people are vaxxed all over. It doesn't make any sense if you think of it critically. But unfortunately, there are a lot of people that are blinded by it, and they think they're, you know, this the savior, the solution is vaccinations and Anthony Fauci and people like that. And that's just not true. It's becoming very clear. It's not true. It's a lie.
It's getting to the point where I'm thinking that the only people who are buying into the COVID situation are people who believe they support the government and they believe that's the correct thing to do. I think that's absolutely not the correct thing to do in this point. And that's my final word, Jim.
Yeah, no, I hate to say it. I still believe there are a lot of good people that believe in this nation, and there's a lot of good people that actually want to do better by the government. But there's a complete blind spot in that center of the country that circles Washington, D.C. inside the Beltway for what the average person in the rest of the country thinks. It's controlled by media. It's controlled by some, you know, ideologues that think this is the right direction. It's prevalent in our advertising. It's prevalent in our media. It's prevalent in our political dialogue. It's certainly prevalent in our universities, this ideological perfection towards socialism and that they can control it. And what it really is just an opportunity for big, giant globalist corporations to buy into China and to basically destroy America and make a world that they think that they can control. And that's just, it's impossible.
It all boils down to money, Jimmy. It all boils down to nationalism versus globalism. Listen, we know we've got about 2,000 people listening to this. When I say 2,000 people, I mean individual, unique individuals. Come on, you guys, come on to the blog and give us your opinions. Do you appreciate what we're doing? All you have to do is say yes or no. If you don't, all you have to do is say a no. Please do that. Jimmy, thanks, bud.
Always.